In the world of music, lost albums often take on a mythical status, representing what could have been. One such enigmatic project is Green Day's Cigarettes and Valentines, a studio album that was nearly completed before it was lost due to a mysterious incident. This album, which was supposed to be the follow-up to their 2000 release Warning, has become a fascinating chapter in the band's history. This is Land of the Lost, Cigarettes and Valentines. After the release of Warning, Green Day found themselves at a crossroads. While the album was a departure from their earlier punk-driven sound, it received mixed reactions from both fans and critics. Despite this, the band was eager to experiment further and began working on new material. The result of these sessions was Cigarettes and Valentines, an album that was reportedly a return to the band's raw, punk roots. Billy Joe Armstrong, Mike Dirnt, and Trey Cool were excited about the new direction and felt the album captured the essence of Green Day's earlier work. The band had recorded around 20 tracks, with the intention of creating an album that was fast-paced, aggressive, and filled with energy. Songs like Cigarettes and Valentines and Olivia were among the tracks that showcased the band's renewed vigor. In 2003, just as the band was putting the finishing touches on the album, disaster struck. The master recordings for Cigarettes and Valentines were mysteriously stolen from the studio. Despite efforts to recover the lost material, the tapes were never found, and the album was essentially lost. Faced with the loss of months of work, Green Day had to make a difficult decision. Rather than trying to recreate the album, the band chose to move on. This loss became the catalyst for the creation of American Idiot, the 2004 rock opera that catapulted Green Day to even greater heights of success. In retrospect, Billy Joe Armstrong has stated that the loss of Cigarettes and Valentines may have been a blessing in disguise, as it forced the band to push themselves creatively in a new direction. While Cigarettes and Valentines was never officially released, its legacy has lived on in various forms. Some of the songs from the album have been performed live over the years, giving fans a taste of what might have been. In 2011, Green Day surprised fans by releasing the title track, Cigarettes and Valentines, as part of their live album, providing a glimpse into the lost album's sound and style. The song was well received, and many fans speculated about what the full album would have sounded like. The raw energy and punk ethos of the track suggested that Cigarettes and Valentines could have been a powerful addition to Green Day's discography. Despite this, the band has shown little interest in revisiting the lost album, preferring to focus on new material and creative projects.